Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yes, we are here at 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Facts.
Our new time. We are excited to be going in. We late night now.
We late night. This is a sexy time right now.
This is a sexy time?
Yeah, my voice sounds deeper. I ain't playing tonight. Yeah.
Yes, Phil. We have another great show lined up for you. But first off, we want to say we are celebrating 3 seasons on Blog Talk Radio.
Man, one.
What?
One, two, three. One, two, three. You know what I mean?
Yes, we are happy to be here. We have been feeling the love, especially a lot of love lately, and we appreciate you all. We love you all. Thank you for sticking with us, and for the newbies that are here, welcome.
Welcome. I forgot. Uno, dos, tres.
You're so silly. So, yes, my name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king, Chris. Say what's good to the fam.
Winning. Peace and love, families. The boy, Chris Enlightened, the God, the Mr. Sexy Man. You know what I'm saying? I keep licking my lips.
Why do you keep licking your lips?
I think because it's nighttime.
And you keep looking at me like, yeah, I'm licking my lips.
Yeah. You see it?
Yeah.
Huh? My daughter looking at me like, girl, this is how you got here. Go on. All right.
Yeah, fam. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We have Cincinnati's very own spirit medium, William Andrews. We call him Will. But, yes, he will be joining us here in a little bit, and he is going to talk a little bit about his gifts and, you know, how he came into them and what it is he does, how you can reach him. And then later on, he'll do a couple of free readings for the fam. We see some people already on the line with their hands up. So if you do have a question, I will probably go ahead and hit one now before he gets too busy and you can't get in. So before we go in and bring Will on the line, one moment. Before we bring him on the line, let's talk a little bit about we've been off last week. You want to tell the fam about what we were doing?
You know what? There's a lot of good energy out here right now, and we've been going hard body on our spiritual practices. You know, this is my last week having a job. You know, I'm going to start working for myself, all my services, writing more books, doing more numerology readings, more consultations, more YouTube videos, just really going in on all my own stuff. And now that I'm freeing up time and not working, we're both have been going hard body in our spiritual practices, doing rituals, meditating more, really doing our sun gazing practices. Our altar work is off the chain now. Just really going in on everything. And we've both been feeling great. That's one thing about being a part-time spiritual practitioner. But when you're a full-time spiritual practitioner, that's when you reap all the benefits. That's when you reap all the benefits, family. And that's all we've been doing lately. Last weekend, we didn't really do much. We just stayed in the house. And, yeah, we just had a great old time.
All right. One moment, Sam. We're having some technical issues, so let me just check on that real quick.
How about you just call them directly? You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then you can three-way conference them in. You know? We can put our phone on mute, and that way he can call through our phone and we'll pick them up. Like you do a call, like if you want to call your mom and your sister at the same time.
All right, fam.
That's his number right there, right?
Yep, there he is.
Yeah, we're okay. All good. We're all good. Yeah, we're all good.
Okay. Sorry about that, fam. All right, so we talked about what?
Doing our spiritual practice, hard body, and how much we've been growing and all the changes we got coming up and how great my book, Wealth Consciousness, is doing.
Yeah.
If you haven't picked up Wealth Consciousness, what are you waiting for?
Tell the fam about the book.
The Wealth Consciousness is nothing more than a follow-up to my first best-selling book, Poverty Consciousness. So Wealth Consciousness, you know, I was a little timid about releasing it because I was like, is this too heavy for the people? Is this too heavy? You know, one thing about me, when I'm talking, I'm really a jovial guy. But when you put a pen in my hand, I become this astute, eloquent writer. And I've always been like that. But it was just something about Wealth Consciousness that I felt the public needed to know. I got some rituals in there. I got some divine prayers in there. That's going to really up your spiritual game. It's going to erase all your negative karma, financial karma from your past lives, your current life, and your future lives. So Wealth Consciousness is a banger. It's a legendary book in the making already. So check me out on Amazon.com. Wealth Consciousness. So we're going in.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and bring our guest on the line. Mm-hmm. Will, if he can hear us, we're going to go ahead and bring you on. So here we go. Peace, peace, Will. Can you hear us?
Peace, peace. I hear you guys loud and clear. What's going on?
Oh, peace, peace. Good brother. How you doing, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm great. Finally. Finally, how long we been waiting for this, man? It's like,
it's funny because glad it's here.
Yeah, man, it's been. I've been getting a lot of inquiries about, you know, getting on different shows and stuff. I'm like, man, where's Chris? Where's Chris? Like, you know, I ain't. And then you'll pop up here and there on me, like, and I'm like, you know what? This must be. I must got to do this first. So now we're here. I'm happy. I'm happy. And yeah, I definitely have to check that book out, man. It sounds powerful. It sounds very powerful. I already know you and the queen, man, twin flame. Y'all something else, man. So I know that energy together is just, I can only imagine. So definitely have to check that out.
Indeed, brother. Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are so thankful that you here in our space and, you know, agreeing to, you know, share your gifts with the fam and everything like that. I recall the first time that we met you, we were at a local establishment here in Cincinnati, Sweet Sister Splash. Mm-hmm. Do you recall that?
Absolutely, I do. Oh, yeah, that was an emotional little time, too.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do. And that was, even that, even that moment, I was like, I was still kind of getting the feel for this thing. Like, and I do, I got to remember dropping a few tears there about an incident. A soul actually came through that day. I remember this young man had pretty much robbed me at gunpoint. Ended up, you know, you live by, you die by. Like, that was his lifestyle. So he ended up being murdered and actually took that opportunity to come through to apologize to me. I do remember that. Wow. Like, it kind of slipped my mind. Yeah, it sure did.
It was a memorable moment for me because that was the first time that I was even in a presence with a real medium.
Mm-hmm.
I had never experienced anything like that because I was just starting my journey. I hadn't even had an altar up yet.
Wow.
So, for me to experience that, I was able to feel his emotions. I was like, whoa, this is deep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it was a memorable moment for me as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's just all about, you know, the learning and teaching and the journey and the paths. And so it's just been a journey for me. It's been a long journey for me, and I feel like I'm just getting started. So I know I feel like I got ways to go, a lot of work to do. So I'm ready for it.
Winning.
That's the thing about spirituality. There is no end point. There's nothing but growth.
That's
but.
It.
True.
So, Will, can you tell the family a little bit about, you know, how did you first come into your gifts, or when did you first realize you had these gifts?
Well, it started a while ago. I was going to be about 4 years old. We were staying in the house in Roseline, this house in Roseline, and there was this place in the, well, my cousins, their bedrooms were made, like, up in the attic, but they were kind of like, you know, I guess they kind of remodeled up there and kind of converted them into bedrooms. But my oldest cousin's room, like her, she had like this little closet area that you kind of walk through the walls pretty much. But then that's where all the installation and everything was. Like, so she ended up, they ended up leaving and we were all there. We always wanted to go in there. She kept a refrigerator by because she thought it was something, you know, eerie about it. So we eventually, they went around the corner to the store. So we took the opportunity, and we were like the Rugrats, and kind of just walked in, went in, and that's when I remember having the experience. There was a Caucasian male, and there they kind of communicated to me like through my thoughts. It was like, whoa, I'm seeing something here. And he said he was there because he had committed suicide. He just needed some time to be alone and just asked what he hurt us. He's like, no, I wouldn't hurt you. I just need some time and some space to be alone. So that was like the beginning of my journey. And so pretty much after that, growing up in a church, grew up Pentecostal apostolic, a lot of this stuff, like it was suppressed. So, you know, just growing through the church and religion, I kind of kept it to myself. So as I kept it to myself, it just grew. It's continued to grow, but, you know, I was just ignored it. Years of the line, I ended up, years down the line, I ended up going to, down to the library and started some classes. We're going to do these classes on relationships. It's going to do relationships. The most important relationship was the relationship with self. So I started teaching me and my brother, Jonathan Smith, we down there, and, you know, we did like an hour of the metaphysical spirituality type things, and we ended it with an hour of law, courtroom procedure, you know, dealing with the police and all that. Then I ended up meeting some lady by the name of Tanya. Tanya, she was very magical, and she invited me out to the Psychic Fest. Her background, she had a master's degree in psychology, and so she was coming to the classes as well, like our study groups and learning as well with us. And then I ended up going to the Psychic Fest. I actually met her and Daphne from Sweet Sister Splash there. And when we went, it was just I paid for a reading. After that reading, it was it. That was it. The lady was like, you know, spirit tell me you do what I do. I'm looking like, what do you do? And she's like, you know, you hear things and you see things, like, and you can access and connect to the spirit world. So I'm like, I'm looking like, okay, like this, like this white woman tripping. She tripping. You know, they're like, what's your initial shock? I was like, black folk gonna do this crap. This some white people stuff. Like, and y'all know I'm a stand-up comedian too, so I had jokes. I was like, this some white people stuff, man. Whatever. So, but I still was a little skeptic, but I was like, I was shocked at the same time. So I went and got another reading. As I grabbed, went and got another one. I'm talking about, guys, I'm paying $45 for 15 minutes. You hear me? And this other psychic medium, she goes into prayer. Then she just comes out and she looked at me like she had an attitude. Like, why are you wasting your time and you wasting your money? I'm like, huh? She was like, you supposed to be here doing this. You are so good. You should have a table here. Like, it's my sign. Like, you know, you're very advanced. I'm looking like, whoa, okay. So then, you know, with me being a lover of knowledge and knowing the importance of becoming, I'd continue my search and just start digging and looking more into it. Are you guys familiar with Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium?
Yeah.
See, yeah, she. So I'm researching her. I'm watching her. I'm watching Kim Russo. I'm watching Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, Monica, the medium, Williams. I'm just watching all these different medium shows and, you know, kind of learning, kind of studying from them and seeing what it is that they're doing. Then I come across, I'm looking like, well, where did they learn their stuff from? So I came across Pat Longo, which is a spiritual healer. And shoot, I ended up calling her for her. She's a spiritual development coach. So I contacted her, and a session with her was $200. It really was for her classes, but she's in New York. And, you know, we're here in Cincinnati, so, you know, I'm like, okay. She's like, well, we can do it via Skype. So I'm like, why not? It's an investment in myself. $200, all right, whatever. Like, so, but from that point on, this woman, after speaking with her, it was so amazing. Like, the thing, she immediately saw me, saw my aura, and she was like, yep. She was like, your aura is violet, which is the color purple, and it's the sign and symbol for, you know, that is the crown chakra. She's like, that's higher consciousness, and that's my sign and symbol for advanced mediumship. She's like, my students, well, this was another lady. She was telling me about her students. She's a development coach as well, and she just saw me at a psychic fest in Dayton. And I'm just walking up, and she just stopped in her tracks like she saw a celebrity coming through. And and she was like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, sure. And she just looked at me like, do you hear things? I just started smiling like that. I'm like, yeah. She's like, do you see things? I'm like, yeah. So do you carry a little book? I had a little notebook with me. She was like, yeah, you – she was like, I teach psychic development and mediumship. She's like, my – my intermediate color of the aura is actually like a sky blue. She's like, but your aura is violet. It's violet. It's purple. She's like, and that that's my sign and symbol for advanced mediumship. She's like, you are advanced. She's like, you're a medium. I'm like, wow. Like, yeah, I actually been working on it. So going back to Pat, Pat was like, you know, in order to grow, it's just like anything else, I have to practice. I have to study. Like, and I have to learn things about grounding and protecting myself. Like, so learning more about the spirit world and spirits and entities on different levels. And she told me I needed to do 1,000 readings. I said, 1,000 readings? I'm looking like, how the hell I'm about to do 1,000 readings? Like, and so, you know, I meditated on it. I prayed on it. And it was like, bing, Facebook Live. I was like, good, I can do one question free readings, and this is to kind of get me out there, and it'll actually, you know, I'm practicing, and that's like complete strangers, and I know that they're going to tell me the truth, like, and it just, from that point on, it was just like, the sky was the limit, so that was like that was the fast version of my story, but, so that's a lot, I got really detailed, but this is where I'm at now, and so from this point now, it's just been nothing but amazing. I tell people, like, hey, I'm trying to debunk myself. You hear me? Like, I'm like, I was like, the well, stuff be coming out. But like, what? I'm like, what? Had a lady, I'm looking like, well, your brother, the brother, the father had came through, and she had a brother that had passed. But I was like, well, I said, no, well, what was the reference to this letter? I thought, what's the reference to the letter D? And she was like, oh, that's my brother's name. And she was like, yeah, the father was referencing that. I said, well, tell me about, I said, now I get weird stuff in readings. I'm like, why am I being shown a stick of butter? This lady was out laughing and in tears and was like, because he used to eat sticks of butter. I was like, get out of here. Like, so I could see, like, very minute, real little details I wouldn't know. I had a lady via inbox on Facebook. This lady was just, like, a little older Caucasian lady, sweetheart, now one of my best friends now. And she was like, I just wanted to just see if I can just ask a few questions. Like, I was like, sure. Like, you know, it was practice for me. And then she's like, do you feel anything? I was like, there was a male energy. I was like, I said, tell me, why would he be showing me a green shirt? Why would he be showing me a green shirt? And then she was like, since I know you're the real deal now, can I go ahead and be your friend on Facebook? And we just laughed about it. And she said, about the green shirt, she said, yeah, he was actually cremated, and his green and his ashes are actually sitting up in my closet, wrapped up in a green shirt that he used to wear.
Oh wow!
So it just kept getting just deeper and deeper.
But the phone deeper line is what. Your stories just lit up our phone lines, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a couple people holding, but it's like a gang of people now with their hand up.
Wow. But yeah, and so when I go live on Facebook, that's what it's for. Like I do, that's what I accept donations, like, just because it does take a lot of energy from me. A lot of times, you know, people are like, hey, man, you missing out on money and this and that. I'm like, well, the money isn't the motive. It's not my motivation. It's the healing. This is a healing work, but it takes a lot of energy of myself to do it. Like, and it's different from me doing like a past, present, future read. So when I'm connecting to the other side, I tell people, like, you know, I deal with a lot of our brothers and sisters in the hood. Like, I said, go to the African answer just to give you a couple braids to the back. I said, well, that's gonna charge you. She's like, not much or nothing. I said, now ask for some micros. I was like, oh, I said, it's just like that. I said, or if you asking me for a free reading, I said, imagine going to your mechanic, like, hey, look at my car, tell me what's wrong with it. Like, and I said, it takes energy, guys. Like, I would love to read the whole world, but it takes energy. Like, so what happens is I have to raise my vibration. When we leave our physical body, the spirit world, our spirits, actually, the vibration is fast. So it speeds up as we leave the physical body. So those souls have to lower their vibration, and I have to raise my vibration, so we meet in the middle, and that's where they get the medium from. Like, so it's like me, I tell people doing a reading, I said, imagine doing push-ups as long as you're in the reading. After a while, you're going to get tired, you're going to get exhausted. Like, starting off, like, I won't feel it. I'll go through, I'll do 10 of them. But that next day, I'll be asleep all day. I got everybody checking my pulse. Check and see if he alive. Like, it's that draining. Like, I want to say probably once out of a couple thousand readings, I had somebody come to me that who they wanted to connect with did not come through. And, you know, I tell people, like, hey, you know, I can't promise that. You know, but I'll try my best, and I don't like to know any information. That's one thing that gets under my skin is when people are like, hey, my mom or my dad or my brother was shot. I don't want to know nothing because it takes away from the experience. It takes away from the healing process. Like, no, I don't want to know nothing. Unless I ask you, what does this mean, then you can tell me. Other than that, don't tell me nothing. I want to get the information, you see it, and just be like, oh my God, is this, oh, this is their birthday, oh my goodness, that's when they died, like, oh, that's how they died. Like, so I want spirit to do that because it helps with the healing process. and everything is like pretty much confidential. I get a lot of private things that come up in readings and things that people been through in their lives, like, and so they come to me vulnerable. So it is my duty and my ability, and I have to take that like a HIPAA violation. I don't go around just telling people stories, and I'll look at somebody and know totally what's going on with them from having a reading with them. And, you know, you're looking like, whoa, this guy treat me like he don't know nothing about me. But that's what it's about. Like, it's about healing. I only ask for healing information and helpful information. I'm not there to expose nobody, hurt nobody's feelings, or make them feel some type of way. Or it's all about healing for me. So, that's about it. You guys have any other questions for me?
Wow.
I mean, he was just going. I'm like, man, I'm over here with my mouth, my mandible wide open, like, whoa. Like,
yeah. I mean, you give us a lot of insight because, you know, I'm familiar with, you know, mediumship, so I know that it can be very draining on the energy and everything, but to hear it explained the way that you broke it down, I don't think people really understand just how much it takes out of you. Psychic readings can take a lot out of you, but mediumship is like on a whole different level.
It's a whole nother level. Like I really enjoy doing it. And when I'm seeing people crying, it's just like, whoa. One of the more recent ones I did a live on, the young lady, Morgan, she's a sister by the name of Sheila, that passed in an accident. You know, and that video just went like crazy, like over 11,000 views.
Wow,
and
bro.
So many people are reaching out. Even a lot of, there have been many, many cases and situations that are actually in the news or in the media that end up in my inbox. And I get a lot of people that want to know information, but, you know, my privacy is so important for me. Just a friend coming to ask for information. Well, you know, I'm not privy to give that information. If a family member comes to me, then it's a different story. And I'm more like to be with the family member that's most relevant. Like if it's a child, it's going to be a mother or a father or something of that nature. Like, but a lot of people are in my inbox asking about information. Excuse me, for it's different people and whatever. Like, but I'm not privy to give that information out because it's none of their business. So I think flat out. Like, so it's all about healing. So I do, like, and I look back and was like, whoa. I mean, so from people who've been in the news, murder cases, situations where there's no information, the information I've got, autopsies coming back, and they're people calling me back, like, oh, my God, you know, your accuracy was just on point. I have some, I've actually done a couple readings for some Grammy Award winners, like, and so it's like I've been like, man, like it's really been growing for me. Like at the end of the day, like we're all having this physical experience, so I don't see anybody any differently. So they come from me, they just know it's about the healing and the help, to help them heal, teach them how to heal, like, and that's just what I'm about right now. So
nice.
We appreciate you, bro.
Oh yeah. So Will, we got some people on the line that want to speak with you. Are you ready to take some calls? All right.
Let's do it.
If you need to stop and take a break or anything, that's fine. Just let me know and we'll take care of you.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So we're going to bring the first caller on, caller from the 111. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Trish and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Greetings, Trish.
Hey, Trish.
Thank you. I was just wondering if you could give me a message from Spirit about really a general reading, if that's easier.
Okay. First thing that's coming for me, there's a reference to the head for me. This is my sign and symbol for somebody who makes heart decisions, don't use their head. So you can be a very emotional person. Like, you know what, I'm going to do this because I'm loving and I'm caring, and if I was that person, I would want this done for me. But your mind could be telling you, no, don't do it. Don't do it. You know you're not getting money back. You know you don't have the gas for it, whatever the situation may be. Also get my sign and symbol that you are a very empathic person. You're very sensitive to spirit and other people's feelings and energies. So you got to be mindful that your thoughts or what you're thinking and what you're feeling, you got to ask yourself, who and what does this energy belong to? These are just energies or feelings or entities or spirits that's trying to let you know, hey, I'm frustration, I'm depression, I'm anger, I'm anxiety, or I'm happiness, I'm care, whatever. You have to pay attention to what you're feeling and what you're seeing and what you're thinking to ask yourself, does this stuff belong to me? So you're like you're a sponge to energy. So you have to protect yourself and guard your heart, okay?
Okay. I'm currently in a legal situation. I was wondering if you had any insight with that.
Okay, let's see. What will relationship mean for you?
At the moment, nothing, because my legal situation has me focused 100% of all my time and energy.
Got you. Let's see. We're here. Okay, I'm seeing my sign and symbol. I'm seeing the color green, okay? So when I see green, green is my sign and symbol for yes, okay, things working in your favor. But there's a reference to time. It's like timing and information. I'm also my sign and symbol for contracts, which is also my sign and symbol for, like, discussions and things being made, okay? So whatever's going on right now, there's a more reference to, like, the information. Things are being, like, the motions and things that are being put into place to make it make sense. You understand this makes sense for you?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Okay. You know, I can find a way to get it resolved and move on with my life.
Absolutely. There's just the strong references to time. It's like time. So it's like the time is going to heal. It's going to heal this situation. Just give it time. Keep your motives and intentions in the right space and meditations and just knowing everything's going to be okay. Remember, nothing is happening in your life that's not going to make you better. So just change your perspective of it. How you see it is how it's going to serve you. So just see it as it's going to go through. What's going to happen is supposed to happen. But I still see whatever happened is going to be in your favor.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time. And I also loved your stories. They were fascinating.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate that.
Thank you, host as well. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace and love.
She did sound like a beautiful soul, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So sweet. And Will, if you want to share,
really did.
If you want to share how people can donate to you, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I'm just only on Facebook right now. My Facebook account is William Andrews, or you can kind of look in the toolbar there, the search engine, and put in William Andrews or Cincinnati Spirit Medium. You'll find my like page, and you can friend me or whatever. Also, my PayPal, which I didn't write down. But pretty much hit me up on Facebook, or you can email me at CSM, that's for Cincinnati Spirit Medium, CSM William Andrews at gmail.com. Thank you for
right.
that.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're welcome, bro. What we can do is after we're done with the show, send us your PayPal information. We'll donate to you, and we'll also share your PayPal information on our Twin Flame page.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's an honor and a pleasure. I appreciate you guys for that.
Winner.
I appreciate you.
All right. Now I want to remind the fam, if you would like to come through and speak with Will, our phone number is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, you can hit number one and we'll bring you through. So let's go to the next caller. Caller from the 858-755. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
But I'll get to the bottom of that. They haven't taken the car in yet. Okay. Actually, you know what? Those are not dealership.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Greetings. How are you doing?
Hello?
You're live.
I am. Hi.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. We can also hear a man in the background as well.
Yeah, it's someone talking on the phone there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hi, William, right? William.
Hello. Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? My name is Ann.
Hi, Ann. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking you also. I have a question. What do you see? Well, I'm trying to find a life partner, like a significant love relationship, not just dating. And do you see that this will happen or it will not? Because I didn't look actively, but still I'm hoping.
Yeah. Okay, this is what I'm seeing, okay? I'm seeing my sign and symbol. There's a reference. I'm seeing 3 to 6. Now, I'm still working on this. 3 to 6 for me could be, it could be 3 to 6 days. It could be 3 to 6 weeks. It can be 3 to 6 months. I don't really feel 3 to 6 years, okay? I don't even want to feel that for you. But there's a very strong reference to that. You can come off a bit intimidating for even having someone to be able to speak to you. So I don't know if it's how you carry yourself. Some women that just carry themselves real well, or they just don't seem approachable. It's the way the information is coming for you. So are you looking a little mean-faced or something? Are you throwing some smoke signals or it's not so inviting?
Well, I'm not, but I am kind of, I'm very shy to talk, and I'm kind of closed up. When I meet new people, then after a few dates that people told me I get better, I'm more open, I'm more comfortable, but the first meeting, usually I'm pretty closed up, and it's very difficult for me to meet new people.
Absolutely.
I do have a friend that I communicate on a regular basis, but I'm not sure if he will ever become available. He likes me. But.
Got you. And some circumstances there. I got you. Okay, but that's how it's coming. It's just about, like, really you being prepared for it. You got to open yourself up, like, and be like, okay, you know what? It's okay to date. So you got to look at, I'm seeing my sign and symbol. You got to date. It's just like you're the director of your movie. If you're the director and people coming into your life, you have to, they have to audition. Let them audition before you assign their role, because you may be missing out on some great friendships as well. Like your best friend, for me, I feel like your best friend should be your life partner.
For some reason, people who want to be friends with me, they're married, and it's not just one guy. There was more than one, and I'm not interested. This one that I communicate, actually, I met him long time ago, so he is. We used to date a long time ago, but then he got married. But the other two I met, and they were really attracted to me, but they're both married. Well, why would I date someone who is not available? I'm not interested.
I know that's right. Like, no, thank you. So what would the month of December mean for you?
Month of December, not much. No birthdays. No.
Okay. Because there's a reference to the month of December, and like the sun sign Capricorn for you. So this could be like a sign of the person that you're going to meet. Birthday may be in December. You can meet this person in December. What's this month? August, September, October, November, December. Well, that's 4 months. So be looking around December for something to happen. Look for December or somebody with a Capricorn sign. And Capricorns are what? Is it like December and January? I can't remember.
Yeah, end of December, beginning of January, yep.
Okay, so be looking for January, okay? But you got to be willing to open up. You got to date. You got to open up, okay?
Well, I dated. That's a problem. I dated, and nothing came out of this. Even if I dated several good people, well, either the chemistry is not there or something else, or I don't know. But honestly, I stopped dating because it was just a waste of time, and I stayed with people who like me, but it didn't work. And again, one was married, one was not. But well, we just stayed friends. I'm not dating them or anything. So do you see that it will be like a significant relationship, or it's going back to dating, it's a nightmare, I can tell you that. It's so waste of time. It's no fun at all.
But you have to start somewhere. Like the dating process. Mm-hmm. The dating process, you know, I look at it as the audition. They have to audition. There's no perfect relationship out here. They all have some work to do. There's some work with all of them. Like, so we got to be like, what's okay for you? What's acceptable for you? So I'm seeing my sign and symbol for you. There's a reference to happiness versus suffering. So you got to ask yourself, like, am I happy? And if you're not happy, then you're suffering. But you can't base your happiness outside of yourself. That person's going to come to you and be ready for you when you're completely happy with being alone. I'm seeing this person coming for you when you're 100% with yourself. Because right now, how the relationships you've been in are the dating that you've been doing. You haven't been dating people who are something different or outside of you. They're just doing to you and being for you what you were being, what you were doing or being for yourself. So closed up, already taken, like it's time for you to open up and make yourself available, to say I'm available. But dating is really important, you know, for us just jumping in some, because, I mean, love has no conditions. So we can't look at love and say, you know, that this is love right here. Love comes with a lot of problems, but you have to be willing to compromise. I'll be willing to say, like, you know what, we can work on that. We can grow together. So you need to be in a relationship or date someone that you can grow together with. It's that simple. If you can't grow together, you're going to grow apart. And that's what's been happening. Okay?
All right. All right. And thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
All right.
All right, so we got a few more callers we're going to try to get in. Caller from 780-482. Peace, you on the air.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay!
Hi,
Jay. Oh, Jay! Hold on.
Wow, sounds like I'm supposed to know Jay.
Oh,
yeah,
man, we love
myself
it,
too.
We love it. Oh, man, we miss you, Jay.
Yeah, we love Jay.
Oh, thank you. I haven't talked to you in a long, long time, so yeah, thanks for taking my call again.
No problem.
So, how you doing, Jay? How could I be of service to you?
Yeah, so I just wondered about. I mean, it's just from a couple of people that I've lost this year.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
And that would be my. I can say. Can I say their not their names, but just who I lost? Is that okay?
Sure.
Sure. I lost my mother and I lost my best friend.
Okay. How would you reference the throat? Throat for me is my sign and symbol for breathing or the restriction of breathing. Or not being able to communicate prior to departure. Does this make sense for anyone there?
I wasn't there for my mother's passing or my best friend's passing, so.
Okay. There's also a reference to the head for me. Head for me is my sign and symbol for a head injury, a blow to the head, mental health, aneurysm, brain cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what would the number 13 mean for you?
13? I don't know. I always get that number when I'm choosing lottery numbers.
Let's play that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be like the 13th of a month. It can be referenced to the month of January and the month of March. One boy, three girls. There's also a reference to the Pisces side. So Pisces mean anything for you in the month of March?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Where that would come from, though.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't resonate with me right now.
Got you. What happens?
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay, what would cancer mean for you?
Cancer as in, well, both of them passed away from cancer.
They both did?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. What would the year 1963 mean for you?
Ooh, pretty close. That would be I was born on 64. 63. Yeah, I don't know anybody in 63. Oh, you know what? My best friend passing is three. No, he would be 1960. So, no, I don't know anybody from 63.
Well, 63 for me, when Spirit uses my frame of reference, that's my sign and symbol for mother. Because 1963 for me is the year that my mother was born, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about the month of October. What would the month of October mean for you?
Usually it's a place of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Fall. With my mother, my best friend, I'm not sure.
Can you reference a brother to October?
Brother? I only have one sibling, so that would be my sister. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. What would stomach mean for you? What's the reference to the stomach?
I think my best friend had actually cancer. Started there, actually.
Okay.
And my mother around that area, too.
Okay, I'm seeing the area. It's like I'm being taken somewhere, but I'm seeing boats. I'm seeing like a lake or something with boats on this lake. I'm on a dock. What would this mean for you, if anything? Could you connect or relate this to any one of them?
My best friend actually traveled by boat here.
Okay.
A long, long time ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would the J name mean for you?
Which name?
A name beginning with the letter J.
Well, they'd be myself and my sister and my dad.
Okay. Wow. I'm digging. I'm like, okay, give me some more information, guys.
It's okay.
Let's see. What would the Taurus sign mean for you?
Taurus?
Taurus, yeah.
My mother was actually a Taurus.
Okay. So just so all the listeners and people that are listening, like, so this process is right here. This is when Spirit uses my frame of reference to, because their job and what I get from them, I need them to acknowledge who they are and basically giving me information that I wouldn't possibly know to ask you so that you can make it make sense to let us know that they're souls, that they are here. Okay. Let's see. What would the number 2 mean for you?
Oh, gee. Numbers?
It's like the second of the month. You said it was you and another sibling. Also the month of February. It could be the second of a month, the month of February, two siblings, two times, 2 days a week. 2 o'clock.
I wouldn't know. Okay. No. What reference to? Sorry about that. So.
No, it's okay. Let's see. You lose your grandmother as well?
Yeah, a while back.
Your mother's mother?
Yes.
Because there's a reference to the mother energy stepping forward and the mother energy, and they're actually saying that they're together. Okay? So far
yes,
as like your mother's departure, there was like this for us helping her, for us the meaning of making the transition from the physical world into the spirit world. What would the throat mean for you? Could you connect the throat with anything? Throat for me is my sign and symbol for dealing with the airway, not being able to breathe. But you can relate that information to one of them.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't there when they passed on. So
got you. There's also a reference to the heart.
Yeah.
There's also reference to heart for me. How could you connect with the heart?
The heart would be actually probably my mother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like a very, very humble soul, okay? And it's like, she's apologetic for some reason. It's like, I feel like I'm sorry that, I feel like I left early. This makes sense for you. I feel like
yes.
I left early. I feel like I still should be here, okay? It's like I left my babies. I left my kids. I left my family. The hardest thing was leaving this physical world, like, and wondering if my babies will be okay. All right, so she's showing my sign and symbol in reference to whoever was there. It was kind of hard for them, hard for her to even let go. It's like because she didn't, like, there was some words left unsaid. I didn't get to say goodbye. But she's almost like, kind of happy for that in a way because she didn't want to be seen like that. This makes sense for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And the reference to the throat for me is also my sign and symbol to like not being able to communicate or to say that. She's also making me feel that her departure when she crossed over, it was like immediate just healing, like the feeling that just felt like I can't believe that, you know, I was scared of this, of leaving the physical body. Because I don't feel like that I'm hurting. But I still feel like I should be there. I still feel like I should be doing grandmother duties. I should be cooking. And I should be going on trips. Like, and she's like, these are the things that she missed the most. And just spending time with my family. She's like, she's taking me to, like, your place, okay? And it's like I'm seeing you, like, in bed. But I'm seeing you, like, all in your head, crying, talking to her. And it's like she's just holding you and she's just with you and just wanting to be there. Like, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. But acknowledging.
Yeah. Yeah, not so much crying, but I do talk to her on the other side.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else we can get here. So what's the reference to the wheel? Why am I saying the word wheel? Is this for a wheel or is it a name wheel?
The wheel actually was, I didn't contest or anything like that, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So your mother's just saying that she's proud of you, okay, and thanking you for your strength. She's thanking you for your strength. Like, because I feel like you're going through things, you've been through things. It's like I need to just like we all just want to talk to our mother. I have that dialogue and that conversation to be able to talk back and forth. But she's like, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm at peace. But I need you guys to be at peace. So it's like I can't rest in peace if my family's not living in peace. That's how she's coming across. Okay. But I need you to do that. Life does go on.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, question. Now, why am I being shown a pineapple? There's like a reference to fruit.
Okay. So my mother actually worked in Hawaii for a bit.
Got you. Okay. Thank you. There's a reference to, like, for the heart for me, too. Like, the heart is also my sign of symbol for heartache and heartbreak. So it's like I'm heartbroken. It's almost like I feel like I lost my best friend. Like, but she wants you to know that she's there. You can ask her for whatever. And I tell people, too, like, you know what I mean? It's in the most humble way and respectful manner that when we have family, like mothers and fathers on the other side, they can do more for us in the spirit world than they can do here in the physical. But we have to give them permission. They just can't do it. It's like God giving free will. They just can't intervene without your permission. So she's like, ask me, I'm here.
Yeah.
What would roommate mean for you?
Roommate?
Yeah, I'm saying the word roommate.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Never saw us in a reading before. Okay. That's why I'm asking you.
No problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank
it's great. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, Divine. Thanks, William.
And your best friend, bro.
No problem at all, Jay. Thank you so much for calling in. It was always a pleasure talking with you.
Always.
Yeah, thank you much for your time. All of you. Thanks,
you're
William.
Welcome.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, cool,
peace
man.
And
thank you. Peace and love.
All right, man. Peace and love.
Yeah, for those
yeah,
who don't know,
so,
Jay's
know.
Been with us. He's been with us since the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years,
wow.
He's always been with us.
Nice.
Yeah, he's
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Nice.
Love, Jay.
Nice.
Good.
That's what's up. Very good energy. So Jay,
mm-hmm.
Jay needs a big hug. Jay needs a big hug. I can just tell, like, his energy is just so, he's still healing, like, and,
yeah.
So, but
yeah.
Very, very strong soul. That guy is a very, very good soul, very good spirit about him. A lot of blessings and great things coming his way as well.
Good.
Oh, yeah, good.
He deserves it.
And I meant to say, too, while y'all on the phone, too, like, you know, if any of the information that I say, if it makes sense for you, you know, let me know because it happens. Like, I can't
oh,
control
wow.
the information or where it's coming from. Like, and yeah, it does happen like that a lot. So
okay.
I get a lot of people ask, hey, can I bring somebody to my reading? I'm like, sure. If they get all your reading, then that's all. I'm sorry. You got to talk to them about paying you back. and I had it happen, but I gave them their warning, and she was like, "Well, she cussed the girl out. Like, girl, you need to give me my money. Like, this whole reason is about you." I was like, "Well, she was like, girl, he told you though. Didn't he say that? But you couldn't. You out scared. She was scared to come in. Yeah, and how it works is, you know, I can't control who comes through or, when they're going to come through, what they're going to say, like, and it's like, who needs to come through at that moment? We don't necessarily
mm-hmm.
hear what we want to hear, but what we need to hear as well. Like, and like, even
mm-hmm.
with Jay's mother coming through, it's just like, she's just kind of like stuck for words, like, and you know, for, because it all like depends on the individual too, how I get information. I get kids that have passed and crossed over to come through, and they'd be like, oh my God, they're communicating at levels and sending signs and symbols just like nothing, but you know, our babies,
mm-hmm.
they have powerful imagination, like, so it's a lot easier for them, or people who are more connected, like, to the spirit world and know about the ancestors, that when they come through, it just be like, and it's just different from different for different people, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Alrighty, so the next caller we get, this is your mom, Chris. I'm going to bring
mom?
Your mom through.
Okay.
All right. So, Emma, you're on the line.
Yeah, my mom.
Hey, Emma. Peace, family.
Peace.
I just
hey, peace.
I love the show. I really don't have any questions or anything. Do you just see anything, or is anybody coming through for me?
Okay. What would mother mean for you?
Oh, I had so many mothers. I had a biological mother. I had an aunt that raised me. And I have a stepmother right now that's still here that
and
I'm really close
perfect.
To.
Okay, what would the month of September mean for you?
September?
Mm-hmm.
I think anything in September.
Okay. Let's see. Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm just thinking. I'm sorry. I'm getting information. When I get information, I just kind of. Okay. Can you connect anybody with Alzheimer's or dementia?
Mm.
Reference to the head?
I don't see anybody.
Okay.
Because everybody seems to have had their faculties when they, you know, left.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, Granny was kind of losing it towards the end there.
Yeah,
Odessa.
towards the end there. Towards the end. Was seeing a lot of people in a room that nobody else could see.
Gotcha. Okay. What would uncle mean for you?
I had a lot of uncles, so nobody in particular. I had a bunch of uncles.
Okay.
The big one.
What about the letter T? What would the letter T mean for you?
C? Did you say C?
T. T as in Tom,
oh, T.
Terry.
T. No, the only T is my daughter, but
okay. Let's see. Okay, can you reference anyone with stomach cancer, colon cancer?
Well, that was my dad.
Okay. What would the year 1957 mean for you? Can you connect the year to 57 to anybody or anything, the anniversary, a birth date, a death date, some type of event?
Mm-hmm.
One time this came, like something like this came through, it would end up in being referenced to a car that somebody drove. Like, so, and then, but that information didn't even come to a little later. So I'll be telling people, and I do, when I'm doing my readings, I tell people, like, hey, piece of paper, take some notes, and then they'll come back later and be like, oh, you know what? That was Ray Neum. I had the bed bugs that was biting people at the house.
Oh,
sure,
my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, my aunt who raised me, she had an old white car with the fins on it, but I don't know what year the car was.
Okay. Let's see. All right, what's the reference to a D name?
With what name?
A D. A D name with the letter D.
D.
Mm-hmm. And that's like my throat is on fire, man. I don't know what's going on. Like my throat is on fire. My throat is on fire. This could be my sign and symbol for suicide. Somebody could have hung themselves, blockage of the airway.
I mean, I had an uncle that killed himself, but I was real little. I just remember people talking about him.
Gotcha.
Crazy.
You said there was no reference to the stomach or the prostate. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
prostate.
My dad died from stomach cancer.
Okay, I think Dad wants to come through for you. What would tiny mean for you?
Tiny.
Mm.
I can't think of anything. Chris, you know
okay,
about as much as I do.
What would guilt and regret mean for you? Guilt and regret. What would that mean for you in reference to the father energy?
He wasn't around. He had a lot of children, so he wasn't really in my life.
Gotcha. Now, I ask you that because I wrote down guilt and regret, and as you said, your father came through, and this is what this means. As I'm trying to connect and get information, it's like he showed me my sign and symbol. It's like my head's kind of down. It's like I'm kind of peeping around a corner. It's like, am I welcome? Should I be here or should I not be here? Because I don't feel like I deserve to be here. Okay.
Wow.
This is also like my sign and symbol for what do I say? What images can he project to me to give to you when I can't remember moments that we created or moments that we had in order to even use those? Right. And this is
probably
like the third reading I've had like this. I'm just like, okay, communicate, give me some information, but it's like, I'm sorry. I apologize. I just felt like
right.
I was
wasn't in my life.
Yeah, he makes me feel like I was a. He's like I'm. I was a grown teenager.
Yes, that's how my dad was.
And then I apologize for that, because not only did I have to see what I put you through and how I made you feel, I had to experience that as well.
And I
deeply apologize for that. It's like, I'm sorry. He even made reference to, like, you know, just as far as being a man, like, and being an example as protector and provider. So relationship-wise, like, yeah, unconsciously a woman is looking for her father. And he blames himself for a lot of mishaps or bullcrap that you've probably been through for not being there to be an example.
You know, that's probably true.
And he apologized for it. Like, yeah, it's true. It's my fault. I could have been better. Forgive me.
Right.
And I apologize.
Right. I've forgiven him. I've forgiven a lot of people that, you know, did stuff to me in my life. I've already forgiven everybody that's gone on.
Absolutely. You got a very old spirit, yet young soul, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Very, very jubilant. You come to end a lot of generational curses and to give birth to that. Like, you have a lot of greatness surrounding you. A lot of the ancestors and stuff surrounding you as well. Very, very powerful woman. So be mindful where attention goes, energy flows. Like, you can definitely manifest and create some things into your reality with little to no effort. So be mindful of what you do with those thoughts. Very powerful woman.
Thank you,
Miss Emma. I appreciate
that's
you.
All I knew. That's what I needed to hear.
That my mama.
What's up?
Thanks for calling.
That my mama.
Y'all know I had to call because I'm your number one fan.
Fact.
Right.
I know that's right.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Ms. Emma.
Peace and love.
Okay, peace and love.
All right, we got a couple more callers. Just want to remind the fam, if you do want to call in, our phone number is 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line and would like to speak with Will, you just need to hit the number one and we'll bring you through. So we have a caller from the 805-617. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, thank you. Hi, this is Donna from California. Hi.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Will.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Not doing too much today.
Gotcha.
Kind of kicked back.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. You see, I'd like to meet a guy, you know, for something, a lifetime partner. I'm older now.
Gotcha.
I'm 64. I'd like to get married
Whoa.
At one point in my life.
I know that's right. I know that's right. It ain't never too late, I'll tell you. Let's see
right.
what we're seeing for you. Now, this is very interesting. Like, you're actually asking about relationships, but I'm being referenced to a cruise. It's like a reference to a cruise, like vacation cruise, and it's like meeting somebody. So it's like I'm seeing you meet somebody enjoying your life. So it's like this is nothing that you're going to be looking for. It's going to happen. But there's a reference to a cruise, so. I would love to go on a cruise. You get an extra ticket. You know, you let me know. Hit me up. And but there's a reference to a cruise. I was showing a cruise. So, and I tell people also when I'm doing readings and they ask questions, it's like, okay, what is this information pertaining to? Ships is also my frame and reference for relationships and how being mindful of relationships, because ships are designed to take you places. Where are you willing to go in the relationship? Where is the relationship taking you? And the most important relationship, again, as with yourself. Like, am I happy? Am I okay with being alone? Am I okay with, have I had enough? Like, and what am I doing? You know, are you making yourself presentable? What's your marketing or what's your marketing strategy looking like? When I sit down and have a conversation with you, like, are you really ready for me? So it's like I'm also seeing my sign and symbol, like, a blessing too early can be a curse. You have to be ready for it. Like, we pray and we ask and we wish and hope for things that we really, really want. But when we get it, we can't do it. Like, we have the down payment for the 2018 Benz truck, but, you know, the maintenance on it, the insurance, keeping it gassed up, I might not be able to take care of that. So, and I'm also seeing my sign and symbol for dating and getting to know people and getting out. You got a real good energy about yourself. You have a really good energy about yourself. Like, you have an inviting energy. I don't see that is. I just feel that you're very, very particular on what it is that you want. And you look at it, you're like, oh, nope, you got a mole on the side of your face. I needed it on the left side of your face. Like, so you can be, like, but this is just, at the end of the day, for you, it's like the issue with you with relationships is feeling safe, and which is great. Like, when you don't feel safe in a relationship and you're not happy, then it's not for you.
Right.
So don't come, and that's okay, and that's why, because people have been showing you, relationships have been showing you, I can't be safe with you. I can't trust you. As a woman, by nature, you need that constant reassurance that everything is okay. Not that I'm thinking you're cheating, like in, you should be doing something. When I'm thinking you cheating, you done popped up at the door, or there's flowers at the door, or you sent me a text message, or, hey, give me a call, baby, guess what? What, I'm thinking about you. Like, and this is where I am. Like, and not that you have insecurities about yourself, but it's about trusting people. And I see that you're a very loyal woman. The way your energy projects, you're very loyal. You're very caring. Mm-hmm. But you can also give too much of yourself. So you've been in a lot of give-take relationships. And now you give so much of yourself, and then you'll be empty. Also, a reference to, you get to the point, like, how you like, you love wholeheartedly. You're going to give them your all, or you're not going to give them nothing. And I'm saying my sign and symbol also be aware not to isolate yourself, because then you can block your heart and you can keep what you're looking for be right in front of your face. But you look like, you look like that. So be more specific on what it is that you want. It's like you're making an order to the waiter of life, of your life itself. What are you putting out there? And then that's what you're going to get, is what you're going to attract. So be very specific on what it is and the characteristics that you want in your partner. And you can have it. You can have it. But there's just a very strong reference to, I'm seeing you, a reference to vacation, and I'm seeing a cruise, and I'm seeing clear water, clear ocean water. So
maybe the Caribbean then, huh?
That sounds real good. Yeah, but I feel like you're going to, I feel like you're going to meet somebody on this type of an occasion. So I don't know if you want to make that a girl's trip or what for that to happen, but I definitely see something happening like that for you, for your relationship. And then you always measure your relationship according to your safety and your happiness. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to Lake Tahoe on the 13th through the 16th, 4 days, and we're going. I'm going with a friend of mine, Marguerite, and we're going out on a cruise on a boat over the lake in the evening. Maybe that's it.
That'll be interesting. That's deep. Yeah, make sure you let us know what happens with that. So
I
go
will.
Go ahead and get dolled up, get your makeup on, put on smell all nice and purty, and you let us know what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know what happens
with that. Yeah, it should be fun. Lake Tahoe's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Don. I appreciate
you. Thank you, Will.
Thank you
for
calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, she is sweet.
Yeah, and then that's interesting. Then I love, like, how, you know, how the information goes out. Like, I'll see this, like, and there's always room for interpretation with the information. And I tell people, you know, when I'm teaching or any other psychic medium or prophet, I let people know, too, like, be mindful of who you let speak into your life. who you let speaking into your ears. Like if it's a doctor, if it's a pastor, if it's the president, if somebody of leadership, if it's a parent, be mindful who you allow in your ear gate. Like, and what you, because you allow an information in, and information also has the ability and power to change and alter DNA itself.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know that we are spirit beings having physical experiences. It's that simple. That simple. So that was great how she took that information. Like, you know what? She let me get the information out, and then she showed like how it would make sense for her. Well, this part here, I'm supposed to be going this from this date to this date. We're actually going on this lake or whatever. Bam. Okay. That could be just a frame of reference. Would just come in, and she was able to make sense of that. And so we'll see what happens. It's back.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. People will get readings and then they'll, you know, a couple hours later or even a couple days later, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what this is, or that's why this, you know.
Oh,
so.
I get them all. I get them all the time.
Yeah.
I get them. I just did one the other day. It was like I was a family. It was like they weren't getting nothing. They weren't getting, but I'm writing everything down. It was like, nope, don't make sense now. Nope, don't make sense. Okay. So we'll keep moving. So I'm writing it down because I just let the information. I don't sugarcoat it. I just let it come. I say, if I see a bed bug dancing, I'm going to ask you, why am I seeing a bed bug dancing? You see what I'm saying? It sounds crazy, but then I'm talking to a young lady, like, she busts out in tears. Like, oh, my uncle passed. He nicknamed me bed bug, but he was a choreographer. You see, like the room for interpretation. I'm seeing a bed bug dancing. They're using my frame of reference, but for her, that's a whole teary, sensitive situation. He called me bed bug, and he was a choreographer. He taught me
that's
how
deep.
To do the stanky leg. Like, so I'd be like, and that's one thing about me, even any other mediums or psychics that may be new to this or they're doing it, like, and one thing I'm not worried about is being calm. I don't worry about being wrong. I just was like, okay, there's another interpretation. And my inbox is, I had a lady, somebody kept saying something about the heart. This lady kept saying, no. Do you know, after we get off, a day later, this lady called me and said, she's like, I need to smack myself in the face. The person, the heart we was talking about was actually my grandson's father who passed, who donated his heart. And this is a picture of him. And because I think it came off, this person had overdosed or something. There was something dealing with overdose on, like, some regular prescription meds or something happened. Healthy person. I think it was a kind of medicine he had. Probably didn't need it. But it made sense a whole day later. Like, so then I get calls a couple months. Somebody passed a month ago. Then I get a call like, hey, Will, the autopsy report came back. You kept saying it was the stomach, but no, we kept saying it was the stomach, and you kept saying it was the heart. It was the heart. We didn't even know this person had a heart condition. I'm like, wow. So,
yeah.
So we just
I know, me personally, I appreciate the confirmations, because there's been times where I'm doing readings and I'm telling people something, and they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just wrong. It's okay. But then when they come back and tell me, it's like, yeah, I knew it.
Right. And then a lot of them, and then that's another thing, too. I tell people, like, if they're drinking, like, no, don't drink. If you're going to get a reading with me, don't drink. Drink and smoke or something kind of excites the brain, excites the mind, and it interferes with the interpretation of the information as well. That's why I really enjoy doing families, just trying to connect with somebody. It makes it that much more stronger. Like, when the families and whatever, one person can understand, somebody else will understand it. Like, I'm belching now and hiccuping, like, right now. Like, so that's, like, my sign and symbol for somebody who was an excessive drinker here in the physical, or that passed from something of the liver, like cirrhosis of the liver or something. And you see, I'm like, okay, but who's around? Where's this information coming from? Spirit is everywhere. People going to grave sites and graveyards, and I'm like, y'all love when somebody hanging at the graveyard. I'm like,
right.
That's the least place. They're in their favorite places. If they ain't on the other side, they not hanging out at the graveyard. I'm not saying that there's no energies that are there. But energy is everywhere, and I can't really control what it is or where it's coming from. Like, some people try to call me, huh? One girl called me yesterday for a reading. She called for her mother to get a reading, but she got her face on the video. I'm looking like, oh, my goodness, this is how this makes sense. So, okay,
Yeah. Well, it looks like we have a caller from Hawaii coming through. I know who this is.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Hawaii.
This is our brother, Vaughn. Peace, peace. Vaughn, you on the air?
Peace, peace. How are you guys doing?
It's my spiritual brother right here.
Brother Will, I just wanted to say, man, I wasn't going to call initially, but I felt your energy and it feels good, and that's why I had to call.
Question for you right off the bat.
Okay.
What would the Orisha mean for you?
Pardon me?
The Orisha. Are you familiar with the Orisha?
I am.
What would that mean for you?
First thing that comes to my mind is Yemoya.
Okay. Because as I speak to, even when you get on the phone, it's like the energy that's around you is just like ancestors on top of ancestors on top of ancestors. You have a very old soul. You actually, what I'm feeling for you is you actually have a soul. You are one of the ancestors here in the physical now. Part of the reason you're here now is to make some corrections and some error to help out with some healing here. That's not only going to help with the healing here in the physical, but those ancestral wounds as well. Very, very strong, powerful calling on your life. Like, I'm also seeing my sign and symbol for a leader, and I'm seeing you at a podium speaking to like a stadium full of people. What would this mean for you?
Wow. That's actually the second time I've heard someone mention that. And it makes a lot of sense, especially when you consider my numerology. I've always had the desire since I was a young boy to be a priest.
Wow.
And I was an ordained minister. I've spoken at the podium plenty of times. And it's always seemed to have been my calling to be a spiritual leader.
Yeah, it's definitely there. For me, it's like my sign and symbol, like a woman at the end of her last trimester and ready to give birth to this thing. It's like you got people waiting for you. Like, I'm seeing legions of angelic beings and stuff and ancestors just waiting for you to use you as a vessel, as a messenger, like to help spread some word. Like, you got people like really literally waiting on you to awaken them and activate them to help them grow and ascend mentally and spiritually. Very, very powerful calling on your life. It's very, very strong mother energy around you as well. Like, what would mother mean for you?
Mother would mean grandmother. Yeah, I have.
And this is your mother's side of the family?
Correct.
Okay. Because the energy, the way her energy comes through, it's like, I still pray for you, even on the spirit world. So it's just like this woman is just like, she's reminding me like my grandmother energy. I was like a prayer warrior, like just a powerful, strong woman. Like, and it's like the backing that you have on the spirit world, like, I don't see often. I see these people who are really like shakers and movers to help, like, with just the not just shifting of this world, but like the things you're going to do when you get activated and get moving, it's going to shift dimensions.
I don't
think you're aware on how deep, like, you are to go with this. Do you write at all?
I used to write only when I was really upset or in some kind of emotional pain. Other than that, I don't really typically write, but I've been told I should.
Because I'm seeing a book. There's a reference to a book. So
I don't know what this means for you, but the power that I'm seeing from this book, it's like how the world would like see the Bible. Like this is a source, a resource. So if it is about your pain or whatever, the healing that's going to come or whatever you put into it, your studies, whatever you do with this, it's something powerful is going to come from it. You got a lot of stuff. I'm just saying my mind is simple for stagnation and procrastination with you.
True.
I'm going to be honest about it, you know?
True.
It's like you got, it's like your blessings ain't coming to you. They waiting for you.
Mm.
They waiting for you. You got the people around you. You got the right souls around you and everything. Everybody waiting on you. It's like you got a whole army waiting to command, and everybody just sitting around, picking dirt, playing with their weapons, waiting on you to give a command.
That's interesting. I had a woman who trained me have a vision when I was doing some healing work on her during the training session. And she mentioned that she saw me coming through from a different dimension.
Wow.
And then another girl told me that she saw an army of angelic beings surrounding me, and there was another person next to me that was sort of like the commander of this angelic army behind me, but they were all waiting on my command.
Confirmation. You going to shoot a dribble?
I'm going to shoot, I'm going to dribble, I'm going to do whatever I got to do.
I know that's right. But yeah, you have a very, very strong calling, good brother. Tells us even about you, even saying, like, you know what? I needed to call in. That's some ancestors pushing you, like, boy, like, smacking you in the back of the head. Like, boy, if you don't get moving and quit playing, quit playing. It's like you working at an amusement park, but you want to ride the ride instead of you're supposed to be working behind the scenes. You can ride the ride when you get your break and on your off day, but everything else, is this is not like extracurricular activity for you. It's purpose. It's purpose for you. And I'm seeing like my sign and symbol, like so whatever God orders, he pays for. But what you order, just know you got to pay for it. That's how it's coming. Like you can have everything. Life can be so easy for you.
I recently just had I just recently started picking up on trying to get things done and trying to end the procrastination.
Gotcha.
The question I had for you was concerning some of the spiritual gifts that I have. I feel like some things are getting ready to come through because I've been having more intuitive thoughts. I've been having I've been hearing things. And I've been sensing, energy around me being present. And I'm starting to be more aware of it again. So I had a question about any type of gifts like that that you can see coming through soon and what they might be. And also concerning my business, whether you see anything happening with that anytime soon or if there's something else I need to be doing with it.
I'm actually saying my sign and symbol. You are very, very intuitive. You are very sensitive to energy and spirit. Like, you do know. You do have visions. You do see what's going to happen and know what's going to happen. But you also got to, I'm here to remind you, I guess, that, you know, you can change that reality by the decisions that you make. You can stop it from happening. You can slow the process, or you can make it happen. The reference to the business and the gift, this is coming together as if it's not even just about procrastination. You second guess yourself. You second guess yourself too much. Like, you really be knowing. And when you just go with that knowing and trust it, your issue is trusting it. Like, don't even think about it. Believe it, don't die, let it be unto you. Like, don't even think about it. Just trust it. Just trust with what you feel. Trust with what you're thinking.
and make that move, and then you're going to see that it's happening. The business, there's a reference to networking. I'm seeing that you got blessings that are waiting for you that are so large, you're going to have a team to help you. It's nothing that you can do by yourself, but it's about you stepping into your gifts and your ability so that you can read people and see people and know a tree by its fruit and assign them their roles in your movie or in your life. By seeing what they're skilled at and what they're good at, and assigning them to the role that you need them to be assigned to according to their skill set. So it's like what you got that makes slowing you down is the networking people, because it's not designed for you to do it by yourself because of the blessings that's coming with it.
That makes sense. And I was just actually feeling that too.
Exactly. Now. And that's just spirit and the ancestors showing you, like how you said you were just feeling that. The more you pay attention to that feeling, you're going to strengthen it, and it's going to become like breathing. It's just going to be nothing. You're going to even have to think about it. It's going to come. You're going to be like, okay, there it go. Now let me keep it moving. You already going to know what to do. So it's about strengthening that feeling and that ability by practice. It's like anything, yes. These spiritual gifts, practice. And then learning your signs and your symbols and what they mean, paying attention to what they mean. Oh, I had a dream about this, that, and the third. Then this ended up happening. Okay, so now you need your little journal or something where you can write down, I had a dream about this. Now, every time I dream about this, this happened, and this is the time frame. It's like you're programming your frame of reference or your book of spiritual symbols on what these things mean. So it's like you're building, and the ancestors are there to assist you. All you got to do is trust. It's just a strong reference. I'm seeing focus. Trust. Where attention goes, energy flows.
Yeah, those are the two things I've been having challenges with for a long time.
It's easy to be distracted. Easy. It's very easy. But when you get that focus, so it's kind of like this. You have to be so focused on plan A that plan B don't even exist. That's how your focus got to be. And you're going to see some stuff happen so fast. There's also a reference to the throat chakra for me, my sign and symbol for communication. And it's like speaking when you need to shut up, and shutting up when you need to speak. So you got to know when to shut up and when to speak. Now, even the scriptures say, even a fool's kind of wise when he holds his peace. But it's like you're using it at the wrong time. Again, this is another gift. It's power. And you got it. So it's about you paying attention to what you feel. Stop second guessing it. You got to ask yourself, at the end of the day, this is how it's coming. Is this situation going to help me sustain and keep my happiness, or is this going to create some form of suffering for me? Suffering ain't bad either once you get the lesson and get the message from it.
I was just going to say, I've learned a lot from it.
Yeah. But, you know, the hurt part can be like, okay, I'm hurting, but you learn from it off the hurt. Like, suffering is... Hurt is touching the hot stove and removing your hand. Suffering is touching the hot stove and notice that it hurts, but holding on to it and not letting go. And when you holding on to something and not let go, you're not open to receive. And then your blessings can start going to what belongs to you can start going to another direction because it's sitting there waiting on you and you ain't coming for it. Now somebody else doing what you wanted to do. Somebody else living out the company you wanted to build. And, you know, the Most High in the universe, the ancestors got to keep it moving. You got work to do. It's like, don't get this life, the amusement, confused with your purpose. You got to focus on your purpose. And you're going to be like, whoa, like I'm seeing you in the wind. I'm seeing you riding in the private jet. I'm seeing you with the BMW.
I'm seeing you with the suits and the meetings. I'm seeing you tired. You got somebody else working, booking your appointments, and watching your numbers. But you got so much to do. But it's going to take you. I can just show you. I'm just looking at your GPS system. This is the direction that you're headed. You can turn around if you want to. You can make a right. You can make a left. Or you can go ahead and ride out straight into your destiny. I tell people, I understand the story of Jesus. Now, when Jesus said, I didn't come to change the law, but to fulfill the law so you can have life and have it more abundantly. That's it.
Okay.
When?
All right.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate all you guys.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vaughn. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, sis. Love you guys. Peace.
Love you, brother.
Love you,
I love
back.
You too, brother.
So, Will, we are coming to the end of our show. Do you want to share with the fam how they can reach out to you again?
Absolutely, guys. Hit me up on Facebook right now. That's the only platform I can, I guess, manage because it's a lot. hit me up on Facebook under William Andrews. You'll see my picture. It says Cincinnati Spirit Medium, William Andrews. Also, you can email me at CSM. That's for Cincinnati Spirit Medium, CSM, William Andrews, at gmail.com. If you would like to book a private reading, hop on Facebook. I have plenty of videos that you can kind of look at and learn from and kind of actually see me do my work in progress.
Yes, please follow this brother. We catch him every time he goes live, and it's always a
Jules.
Adventure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you guys for this opportunity and all the wonderful people that called in, some beautiful souls. Definitely send prayer, love, and light to you guys away. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Will. Peace and love.
All right, peace and love, guys.
Man, Will was just, he's the truth, man. I mean, such a good dude. Mm-hmm. You know, when I meet good people, I keep him close. I might not talk to him every day, but whenever I see him out in public or see his on Facebook Live, I always say, what's good, good brother? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I circle real tight, and I only accept winners in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't winning, I'm sorry for you. I'm just sorry for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, fam, it has been a great show as usual here on Twin Flame Radio.
Yeah.
We want to thank everyone for calling in. For the people who didn't get here, we apologize. But like you said, you can follow Will on Facebook, and you can also go to our page, Twin Flame Radio, where you will find. You can go to our page, Twin Flame Radio, on Facebook, where you can find information about Will as well as other shows that we have out there. We will be back next Monday at our still at our new time, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
We're still filling this out, but,
yeah.
You know, it's going good so far, so we'll probably keep it. We'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll be back next Monday. Not sure what we're going to be talking about yet, but you have to follow our page on Twin Flame on Facebook, Twin Flame Radio, to find out what we're going to do.
We might talk about slap and tickle.
We're not talking about slap and tickle.
Okay.
But we might do a relationship show.
Ooh, yeah. Let's do that.
I might even do some relationship reading.
You should.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
All right, fam. So we are about to be out. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Light. I want to get some shout-outs.
Oh, go ahead.
Shout out to Crystal Reeves.
Eh?
What's up, sis?
Peace.
Shout out to Vaughn. Shout out to my mama. Shout out to everybody. Peace and love.
Peace and love, family. This is Twin Flame Radio sending you out with peace, love, and light.
Winning.